For Garrison FM, I'm Stuart McCafferty. The bravery of Britain's armed forces was honoured on Monday evening by royalty and celebrities at the Sun newspaper's Military Awards. The event took place at the Imperial War Museum in London. For Garrison FM, Lindsay Brown gives us more.
The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge joined a host of celebs to honour the military. Kate wore a black strapless floor-length Alexander McQueen dress to the glitzy ceremony. Also making an appearance were David Beckham, Gordon Ramsay and Strictly Come Dancing judge Alicia Dixon. The event, also known as the Night of the Heroes, was attended by Jimmy Carr, Frank Lampard and his girlfriend Christine Bleakley. That sentiment was echoed by Prince Harry, who thanked the brave husbands, wives and children of service personnel for their strength and courage. He called them extraordinary.
Along with the many celebrities attending the events, the winners included Private Scott Mina. Private Mina of 2nd Battalion, the Parachute Regiment, won the award for overcoming adversity.
To be honest, I wasn't expecting much and I was totally blown off my feet, literally. When I heard that I'd been awarded the trophy, I don't even feel as if I deserve it. I just want to get on with my life and start spending time with my family, be able to go out, walk my girlfriend down the street and hold her hand again. That's what I want to do, you know what I mean? It's amazing to be recognised for doing it. Brilliant.
Strictly Come Dancing judge Alicia Dixon says that the awards ceremony puts life into perspective.
They're an amazing thing. I think it's so important that we stop and actually acknowledge the work that these men and women are doing for us. You know, we live such a privileged, luxurious lifestyle and they're out there putting their lives on the line for us. And, you know, Scott is so brave and you're younger than us and you're so mature in years and just takes a certain courageous, brave human being to go out there and do that for their country. And then, despite what he's been through, he's getting on with life. And you make all of us appreciate life. Life is precious. And it's people like you, Scott, that remind all of us of that.
One of the nominees, Flight Lieutenant Alex Duncan, based at RAF Oddingham in Hampshire, says it's fantastic the military's been recognised.
The award is not just for me, it represents. It's what it represents because, you know, I'm one pilot, there's 60 on my flights, we have two squadrons doing what we do, and plus we've got the Special Forces squadron as well. Every one of us deserves an award. The fact that I've been picked, yeah, I'm lucky, but everyone else does it.
And Flight Lieutenant Duncan says that everyone serving in the military should be recognised.
It's brilliant to see the public and also celebrities, you know, happy to come and meet us and take the time of their busy schedule to come out and meet the boys. We just represent a very small portion of what happens in theatre. There are some guys who, they've not been recognised, but they know they've done the same, if not better.
The units of 4-2 Commando Royal Marines won the Best Unit Awards as they just returned from serving in Op Herrick 14.
Exceptionally proud. As I said on the stage, every guy in the unit went above and beyond what was required of them. So it's an exceptionally proud moment to receive this on behalf of the unit. It's got to be dedicated to our 7 fallen guys, without a shadow of a doubt, and their families, who are obviously going through a difficult time over Christmas.
And we'll have more from the Sun Military Awards shortly here at Garrison FM.